Bilharzia, or schistosomiasis, is a disease caused by worms which live in fresh water throughout regions of sub-Saharan Africa. Daily activities such as fishing and washing in lakes and rivers exposes people to infection, which over time can lead to the characteristic swollen bellies and even death if left untreated. For the past 7 years, the Schistosomiasis Control Initiative has been conducting annual drug treatment programs to control the disease across the region. Robert Malimba is responsible for bilharzia control in the Busia region of Uganda, and he recently worked with an organisation called Acting Against Worms, which uses drama to drive home messages about changing behaviour to control disease.
This region where we are, the highest prevalence was 97.8%, meaning that actually the whole community was infested with bilharzia. And we have had some controls we have been doing. The recent survey indicated a reduction up to 20-22% prevalence. Well, like the behavior change is gradual. You know, getting treatment is one thing, and instantly stopping the activities of the water is another thing. So we need to keep giving information to these people, because we know with the behavior it changes with the time.
How bilharzia is transmitted, or how one can get bilharzia. One, the worm itself. Two, the freshwater bodies. Three, the person. And then probably four is the activities that we engage in. We know very well that bilharzia is a worm that normally stays within our intestines. And as we dispose of our excreta in wrong places, the worm gets into the water. As it enters the fresh waters, it finds the suitable hosts, the snails, so it undergoes development, and eventually it is vomited out.
Supported by an international engagement grant from the Wellcome Trust, Acting Against Worms is a collaboration between the London-based Schistosomiasis Control Initiative, the Ugandan Ministry of Health, and drama practitioners from theatre science. Drama directors Jeff Tier and Rebecca Gold spent a week in Uganda leading drama workshops encompassing the theme of bilharzia.
Do some acting with bilharzia. And now I want you to lead with one foot. One foot, so you're kind of limping, yeah? So maybe you're feeling like you've got a bad leg. And now try leading with your stomach. With your stomach. Nice one, Daniel.
What's the point of this exercise? I think it's to, one, to make them, Robert's just told them about bilharzia, what the effects of bilharzia are, and so this is just about making them think about how it would affect their bodies, how it would make them move, you know, what it might prevent them from doing, but also so that they can use it in the play. And the other thing is, I suppose it's about how we see characters on stage. How do we know what sort of people they are, what they're suffering from, what their, you know, emotional state is, whatever. And they must be able to demonstrate that.
Something like walking stick and, you know, bent over them, which is all very well, it's true, but it's not really what playing role is about. So I'm going to show you a little trick. I want you to move in the space, but when you start, I want you to imagine that your legs come all the way from here. You've got very, very long legs. Do you understand? Do you get it? Right, start moving, and then try and think, my legs come right up to here, and see what happens. Go.
In the past, the Ugandan Ministry of Health has used literature and cartoon strips to inform school children of disease risks. But this is the first time drama has been used to convey messages about worms. Robert again.
Well, one thing that we should appreciate is that we have had a number of materials developed and given out, but not all these children and the community read and understand them. We can pass over messages using different methods. And to me, I believe if somebody sees, somebody act, and that action, it touches his or her mind, it will keep reflected. Always he thinks about it, and then probably he learns out of it, other than just reading. And then, you know, sometimes they might read and the perception is different. So I believe that if they can see the action that tells them that you go and get the medicine, the action that tells them to prevent, you know, these activities that expose them for bilharzia, the message will be driven back home.
Acting Against Worms is a health education project which aims to use drama as a means of disseminating health messages among school children and communities. Nearly all school children receive annual drug treatment to keep worm levels low, but ultimately behavioural change is needed to prevent widespread disease. Fiona Fleming is programme manager for the SCI and has been working in Uganda for over 6 years. With excellent contacts and local knowledge, she is coordinating the drama project as well as the research and evaluation.
Now, at the same time as doing the drama, we want to measure what the impact is of this drama. Is it going to increase the children's knowledge about prevention and about getting treatment for bilharzia, or is the drama going to make no difference? So we want to measure that, and how we're going to do that is by using questionnaires with the children. We're going to ask them simple questionnaires about their knowledge about bilharzia and about prevention and about treatment. I've had some local students working on translating the questionnaire from English into Samir today, so the children will be asked in the local language. So for this to happen, we'll be running these questionnaires at the same time as we'll be running the drama workshops.
Moses Adriko is a Ugandan-based researcher employed by the Ugandan Ministry of Health. Together with help from the community-based researchers, he asked the children about their knowledge and behaviour relating to bilharzia.
Basically here, what we do this morning is, after the children have been selected out by the teachers, the 20 drama groups, then later on, we come and randomly select the 30 from P5 and 6. Then all these children are asked in the local languages about their knowledges, attitudes, and practices as far as the disease itself is concerned. Basically, the questions which have been asked to these children are about what bilharzia is, whether they have previous information relating to the disease, how it is transmitted, how it is got, how one becomes infected with it, and also some aspect concerning the treatment bit of it, whether they have ever received the treatment as far as bilharzia is concerned or not, and also why they feel it is to be necessary to take the treatment. We also ask them what sources of water they have and where do they get the water from, how many times do they go to fetch this water in case it is in the lake or somewhere else. What times of the day do they go to fetch this water? Because this information is very vital to find out whether an individual gets in contact with the water, which will help us to know what type of water is being used commonly here, which of course will help us to find out if in this case it is the lake water is likely to dispose them off to the infection with the bilharzia as well. The focus groups are also important to test their knowledge as far as the disease is concerned, and also this will also help them spread the information to their parents and also their colleagues, the children in the school as well. But it will be vital to measure to what extent a change has taken place after the drama has been done, such that in the future the program can be rolled out in other districts where bilharzia and other diseases are being currently worked on as well.
And the orange team are going to do the reason why we ignore the advice is because we fear the medicine. And the song is, of course, about why they should take the medicine, yeah?
Yes.
We're now on day 3 or 4 of the project, and what's becoming clear is that it's not so much that the children don't know about bilharzia. The real issue is why people can't obey the rules that would stop them getting bilharzia. And of course, that's much more to do with politics, economics, sociology, geography, how far away the nearest borehole is, than it is to do with the children not knowing what they should do. It's just that they can't. I mean, many people, it's their only source of food. That means they have to go into the lake. There's nothing they can do about it. There's no point telling them they can't wade in fresh water. They have to. And stuff like that.
When I'm alive, when I'm alive, when I'm alive.
not going, but we will see you when we come back in April. In the meantime, the two people from the community-based organisation will come in and help you make your story, make your films. Good. Thank you very much. Thank you.